I was thinking of learning Italian. Because it's so beautiful. But then I thought, no one speaks that, do they? Just Italians. Which I like. It's not that I don't like. I like Italians. Or the ones I know. I don't know that many. But it's not very useful. So I thought French or Spanish. But then I thought that that was only because they were colonial powers. And that feels a little bit like our language is dominant because it's colonial. And then you learn another language which has been colonial. And that feels like you're rewarding dominance and something that's wrong with the world. So I thought, Italian again. But then you think, you know, Mussolini. I mean, they've got their own. But we should move on from that. That's stupid. That would be like not speaking German because of Hitler. And where would that leave you? He's a lovely guy, Postman Pat. A really lovely guy. And sometimes, right, when I'm in on my own, I watch Postman Pat. I don't care. Yeah, it's for little ones, but it's wonderful. I like the colours. The colours sort of remind me of when it wasn't rubbish and stuff, know what I mean? And for that 10 minutes, I'm back again. When it was all right. And I sing the song. I do. I sing it. And even when I'm not watching it, sometimes I sing it. If things are turning wrong and my guts are tight and sore, I sings it. And for as long as the song lasts, I'm all right. So you leave him alone, yeah? He's not like all the others. And I am telling you, it is definitely 100%. Pat feels he's a very happy man. I'm singing it in my head now. 10 years ago, maybe, I'm listening to the radio and I hear this song and I know it's all about me. And I'm freaking out because, Jesus, I know it's the song I'm born to hear. I write the guy a letter, you know, send him a picture. I write, hey, I'm Eleanor, but my name's Sarah, but I hope you'll understand. The dude never wrote back. I heard he was dead and serves him right. But you know, then it gets really creepy. I'm at this Springsteen concert, I don't know, 5 years back, right? And this geezer comes up to me. I mean, this guy is so old. His skin is yellow and he wheezes. And he grabs me, you know, strong. I think he wants to touch me, or I don't know, something. And he leans in real close and whispers, Eleanor, how lovely to see you all again. Creepy, right? Well, what do you make of that?